AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden delivers his second State of the Union address tonight. Rockstar Bono, the 26-year-old who disarmed a gunman in California, and the family of Tyre Nichols are among the guests of First Lady Jill Biden. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
The White House says the guests were invited because they personify issues or themes President Biden will address in the speech, or they embody policies that are working for the American people. Oksana Markarova, Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., is also a guest, as she was last year. Doug Emhoff, the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, has invited Ruth Cohen, a 92-year-old Holocaust survivor from the Washington area, as his guest. I'm Julie Walker.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says last week's jobs report shows it will likely take time to curb high inflation, but he expects a significant decline in inflation this year. Search teams and emergency aid from around the world are pouring into Turkey and Syria as rescuers working in freezing temperatures dig through the remains of buildings flattened by a magnitude 7.8 earthquake. The death toll has reached more than 6,000. Police say a man suspected in a mass shooting in Central Florida last month was shot and killed by a police officer following a long chase and a carjacking. Lakeland, Florida Police Chief Sam Taylor says they wanted to talk to Alex Green about the shooting that injured 11 people.
This guy had a warrant for burglary. We were just trying to arrest him for the warrant in the hopes of getting an interview with him relative to the shooting that we had here in Lakeland last week. And it turned into the pandemonium and the mayhem that you see here.
The incident happened in nearby Winter Haven. Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands have announced plans to provide Ukraine with at least 100 refurbished Leopard 1 battle tanks. The announcement follows Germany's agreeing last month to deliver the more modern Leopard 2 tanks. This is AP News. A new study finds millions of people are vulnerable to glacial floods.
As glaciers melt and pour massive amounts of water into nearby lakes, around 15 million people across the globe live under the threat of a sudden and deadly outburst flood. The report in Nature Communications explains that more than half of those vulnerable are in just four countries, India, Pakistan, Peru, and China. Scientists say so far it doesn't seem like climate change has made those floods more frequent, but as glaciers shrink with warming, the amount of water in the lakes grows, making them more dangerous in those rare situations when dams burst. I'm Charles Duladesma.
Rescuers clapped and cheered as an overnight operation retrieved a 19-year-old girl from a dry well shaft 18 hours after she fell into the hole at a farm in northern Thailand. The girl was reported to be tired but otherwise in good shape after being taken to a hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.